Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And they've had some challenges here at the studios today. And if you were listening to Pastor Lutz in the last half hour, he actually was a recorded program. He asked me to mention that. They had some challenges in getting him on the air here today, but it looks like we've got some of the bugs worked out and we should be good to go. And so we're looking forward to a great program this afternoon. I have a special guest with us we'll be introducing in just a moment. But again, I want to remind you, check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And of course, I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And we'll have more information about our church here at the close of the program, but certainly invite you out for our Friday Bible study tonight. And we've got some other things that we'll be talking about here. Project I mentioned, our 30 pieces of silver, those all went out this past week and haven't heard anything yet. They should have been delivered yesterday and today time frame. So we'll be updating on that as we hear more. But also, again, a reminder, just check us out for our programs at livewithpastoral.com. You can listen to past programs there, and you can also connect to our home church there, all at livewithpastoral.com. All right. Well, with that said, we're going to get to our guest right away here this afternoon. We have a special guest today. We have Tom Hack coming, joining us here this afternoon with Ohio Freedom Action Network. Tom, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Pastor, how are you?
I am well, and I'm glad you're with us. We had some glitches in the studio today, and about a half hour or about 20 minutes ago, wasn't sure we were going to be able to do this. Almost gave you a call, but everything got worked out, and we're good to go. So hopefully won't have any further problems. But
perfect timing.
I'm just glad you're able to be with us here today. You've got an exciting a program that you're associated with, of course, the Ohio Freedom Action Network, and you are on a nationwide, that's pretty good, huh? A statewide barnstorming tour, and you are talking about how we as Ohioans can regain our freedoms, and, there's a lot of challenges right now, and, of course, you're with us today sharing how not only can average Ohioans, but also churches and Christians. You don't have to sit on the sidelines. We of all people ought to be involved in taking back our freedom in this state. So, Tom, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you're doing here?
Sure. Well, thanks again for the invitation to speak today. So, let me just fill the listeners in a little bit on my background very quickly, mm-hmm. and more importantly about Ohio Freedom Action Network. So I am the state director for Ohio Freedom Action Network. We call that Ohio Fan. So if you later in the broadcast, if you hear me say Ohio Fan, because that's what we call it for short.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been involved with the Liberty Movement for quite a while, and I'm also have been involved with a number of other organizations, including Free Ohio Now, and in my own community, the Lake County Liberty Coalition, and spent time in the military, retired from the Navy Reserve in 2008, spent a year in Iraq. I have over 20 years of experience as an IT project manager. I'm on my school board in my third term, and so I have been involved in the community in different aspects of civic life, and I believe it's all important that we do that. And I think they kind of go hand in hand with one another. What we're doing with Ohio Fan, as well as my commitment to participating in civic life. So what I have noticed, and I think many of your listeners, will resonate with them, is that as time goes on, we certainly seem to be losing our influence over government, and we are not able to, you know, our views and perspectives and what we believe is right. And I know most of your listeners have a biblical perspective, which I agree with. And we're being ignored is how I would say it. So mm-hmm. so in a real sense, the reason for Ohio Fan and all the other organizations, liberty organizations that are out there, what you're doing on the radio, I think is tied to, at least to some degree, about our understanding we're not being represented in our government, and that we've got to find other ways to do that. So tying to the Earn Your Freedom Barnstorming Tour, this spring, probably I'll go as long as people want to hear the Barnstorming Tour. I will make my way to those locations that want it. But there are really two goals with the Barnstorming Tour. The first one is to help people understand and level set them on what we're confronting. And I believe through a book that I've read called The Righteous Mind that I can answer the question based on scientific research why people who are conservative, social conservatives, which I suspect is much of the audience here, mm-hmm. and people on the left don't see eye to eye. And it's literally proven there are the author of the book has identified different domains of morality, and there are six of them. And in a nutshell, social conservatives have their morality is based on all six of those domains. On the left, they're only based on really two primary and really kind of three, but the other domains they don't agree with. So what the left agrees with are you know, care and harm, which is mm-hmm. you know, the society should take care of those who are quote unquote needy. They talk a little bit about liberty, but their sense of liberty is not exactly the same as ours. And then they talk about fairness, which is an easy concept to understand, because everybody has a kind of a sense of karma of what fairness is. You know, they want people to be rewarded or punished based on what they've done, to the degree of what they've done, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't agree with authority. They don't agree with the sanctity and some other aspects as well that conservatives have. So what I say in my presentation is conservatives have a saying, which is conservatives think the left is wrong, but the left think conservatives are evil. And it's literally because we understand them. We don't agree with them necessarily, but we understand where they're coming from. But because the left does not agree with many of the foundations that we have, they literally reject us. So anyway, I probably went in too much detail on that, but it really, it's the first video explains why there's a divide. The second video talks about what I call the circle model, because the typical format of looking at politics, which is that, you know, I think most people have in their minds that horizontal bar with the right on the right and the left on the left, and that's the political spectrum. Well, that's not very good, because it lumps together conservatives with fascists and classical liberals who are not communists with communists. And there's a better model called the circle model, which kind of breaks things up and associates people who have a lot of similarities together. And I think that's important. In fact, for your listeners, you can go to ohiofan.com, OHIOFAN.com, and the videos I'm talking about are right on the homepage. So if this is tweaking your interest, if you're out there listening, you can go there and actually view the videos themselves. And then the last video is called The Biblical Versus the Unholy. It's kind of a capstone to the first two, but it really talks about the origins of communism and why communism is antithetical to humanity and what they're trying to accomplish with it. And so that's the first half, is helping people understand exactly where we're at and what we're confronting. The other part of the Barnstorming Tour, the goal is to get people to be active. And there are different ways of getting active, but the point is we've got to get active. We cannot sit on the sidelines and expect that good things are going to happen, because our opponents, and really, frankly, I will call them our enemies, their view is that it is their almost their birthright to control everybody else and to inflict their perspective on people who don't agree with them. They're not going to debate. They're not going to to have discussions with you, they're not going to be swayed. They want to shut you down and impose their will. So Ohio Freedom Action Network, Ohio FAN, we have three working groups that are in progress. One is focused on election integrity. Another is focused on the media and creating a media concern. And the last one is focused on identifying, recruiting, and electing conservative and constitutionally minded people to school board this fall. So going back to the election integrity, why, I guess answering the question of why did we select these three working groups? Because they're foundational to maintaining our republic. So the Ohio Election Integrity Network, which is that the first one I mentioned, we do not have a republic, right, based on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and which come from our unalienable rights, which come from God. We don't have that anymore if we don't have fair and free elections. So we are bringing people together to work across the state to ensure that we do have fair and free elections, and we are doing good things and making progress. The Ohio Roundtable, which is their media efforts, it's a web-based outlet, and we are recruiting people to be citizen journalists. We you know, like most people in our movement, there's really no money. There's a lot of opportunities to volunteer, but not so much money. So we're looking for citizen journalists to get involved. We can provide training, but one of the things we want to fill, there's a niche of no coverage of local, you know, school board meetings, trustee meetings, council meetings in the media. We're looking to, you know, incorporate and bring in citizen journalists who will attend meetings and then write relatively short 250-word articles about what's happened, so that we can get word out to people in their community about what's happening in the local area. If you're a citizen journalist and you're interested in this, you're not necessarily restricted to only covering your local, you know, government beat. You can write on things that interest you, whether they be, you know, political at the state or local level or county level, or if there are other aspects of things that you are interested, you can write about those as well. But we do want to, as best as possible, specialize in really making sure that the citizen, the average citizen, has a view of what's going on locally. But the last one, to put a capstone on that, we can't have a fair and free, we can't have a republic if we don't have fair and free press, right? So we've got to fill that.
Absolutely. And
the last,
oh, go ahead.
Please, I've been monologuing. Let me.
No, that's all right. That's fine.
And I will pause and let you ask questions. And I'm sorry I'm monologuing so long. But the last one, Ohio School Board Constitutional Coalition, we have to prove to ourselves that we can elect constitutional people to office, right? We need to get into the game. We need to elect people who think like us to office. And then that will allow us to build all three of these working groups will allow us to build foundations to do more into the future. And I know I've rambled on, but please let me pause here.
No, I'm glad to hear all that information. A lot of background there. And again, your website, Ohio Fan, what was it? ohiofan.com. I almost said org. Yeah, ohiofan.com. And the videos that you have there, I think really are excellent. I've watched them, and I think they will help people better understand what you're trying to get out and to understand the political situation around us. I was remembering when I was younger, thinking back in the 70s when I was in high school, that's longer than I care to remember right now. But, you know, you did not have a source of conservative information hardly. You had to search. That's back in, if you remember, William F. Buckley, and he was had founded the National Review, and that was really one of the few conservative news sources or magazines, media sources that you could find. There were little isolated ones here and there. And I think it was Buckley that had observed that the conservatives, this echoes what you were saying, that conservatives tend to be more aware of what's happening because we hear all of the other side's news. At that time, it was, you know, the main networks, ABC, CBS, NBC. And then, of course, you know, you had the major press outlets, Associated Press and such. But, you know, that's all you got was the liberal slant on the news, and you had to search for the conservative sources to get the conservative viewpoints. And so we knew their side. They didn't know our side because they didn't care about our side. And I think even with social media and everything, that's been the case today. The left does not want to look at what we have to say because, as you said, they view us as evil, not just wrong, but evil. And when you put all this together, there is still a crying need, I believe, for Christians to have reliable news sources, because unfortunately, a lot of the news sources that service the faith community are left-leaning as well. And I think this, you're talking about the citizen journalists, a great opportunity for listeners to come in and bring something that I think is sorely needed in the marketplace of ideas, is getting back to our biblical world viewpoint. And you bring some of that out in your videos, of course, as well, you know, with the Righteous Mind video and the Biblical versus Unholy video. And by doing so, we're doing exactly what the Bible tells us to do. We're supposed to be salt and light in the world, but you can't do that effectively if you don't know what's happening. And the left media isn't going to tell us too much what's happening, are they?
No, not at all. And if your listeners are potentially interested in listening to the videos, again, you can go to OhioFan.com. One thing I failed to mention is they're relatively short.
Yes.
One is about 3.5 minutes long, and the other two are right around 7 minutes. So they're not, you know, you're not signing up to watch a, you know, an hour and a half video. They're relatively short and concise. But that's absolutely right. And going back to the 70s, I graduated high school in the early 80s, but you know, for probably 15, almost 20 years, about the only conservative, you know, publication I could find was U.S. News and World Report. Right. Everything else was on the left, and there were very few things. We certainly have more opportunity now. There are more conservative outlets, and the left does not want to debate us. They just want to shut us down. They can't debate us because their ideas make sense. They're based on fairness and concern for those who are being harmed from their perspective, and they don't understand what it takes to have a society. We understand what it takes and that society is fragile, which is why we can't be static, but by the same token, we can't go hog wild on the changes we want to impose either. But the bottom line from my perspective is that if we come together and work together, we're going to be successful. We're going to be victorious in the end. But we have to work. The thing that we have to get into our minds on the conservative side, and I think that includes conservative Christians as well, is that we prove time and again that we can't even win in Republican primaries, which is where I suspect primarily most of your listeners are located. They either are Republicans or think like Republicans, even if they're not a member of the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. We prove time and again we can't win, even in primaries, when it's just Republicans. So if we're going to win, how we're going to win is we're going to have to form coalitions with other people who also want to live free, even if we don't agree on some specific issues, right? We have to focus on what unites us. We need to find those who want to be free, because if we can't live free, then all the things that we value, including our ability to worship Jesus and believe in the Holy Bible, are going to they're going to be outlawed. They want to crush it. They're not people who just disagree and say, oh well, you know, you agree, you think what you want, and I'll think what I want. They cannot tolerate any other disagreement. They can't tolerate any other worldview, because they know that their worldview is based on nothing but emotion and force. And if they let a single light to burn in the world, that's a threat to them. They can't let that happen. So we've got to work with other people we don't necessarily always work with. But please go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. And I was going, as you were talking about that, I was going to point out again your video on the circle model. And I really like that because I've thought for many years that, you know, the linear model, you're either on the right or the left, doesn't really exactly explain what's happening. And I think if people watch that video, they'll get a better understanding of the nature of the threat against us and what we can do to better understand it and to be able to counter it. And this is in our churches too. This explains why some churches, indeed whole denominations, are turning away from the Word of God, because as they move toward that communist or that fascist side, especially the communist side, anti-God, I guess would be the best way to describe it, because really communism at its heart is an atheistic philosophy, and because, you know, of course the state must be God, and if you believe in a God outside of the state, then that's a threat to the state. And so when people understand the battle, and I think sometimes as Christians we tend to get too insular in our perspective, and we need to understand the world around us if we can do like Paul told Timothy to pray for those in authority. How can we pray unless we don't know what the issues are? And I really appreciate the material that you've provided. I know we're coming up quickly on the end of the program. What are a couple of things that the people listening could do right now, maybe, in addition to checking out your website?
So I think that what people need to do, I think the more organized we are, the better we're going to be. And when I mean organized, the more we know each other, the more mm-hmm. we network, the better off we're going to be. And Ohio Fan would be a great place to go. But if there are different, if you know people at your church who are interested in things, why don't you grab them and go down to and make it a point to go to your local school board meeting on a regular basis. There are going to be other people there almost certainly who think like you. They're not, most school board meetings are not well attended, but I'm almost certain there are going to be people that agree with you there, and form a network with them. Find out what's going on. See if there's a potential school board candidate that you could get behind, and get behind that person. And when I say get behind, it's you know, money's helpful, but as important as money, it's getting out and canvassing for them, you know, going door to door and passing out literature and things like that. So there are definitely things that people can do to get involved. If you want to get involved in elections, which is probably not quite as intense as the supporting the school board candidate, you can work for your local board of elections as a poll observer, which is not paid, but mm-hmm. is kind of through one of the two political parties, or you can be a poll worker, which is paid by the board of elections. But there are things that you can do today, but get... Bring somebody with you. The most important thing is getting more people involved. So if you are inclined to do this, you know, get somebody to go with you and start a movement in your circle to get involved and take our sovereignty. If I could, Jordan Peterson, I was watching a video of him earlier about 10 days ago, and what he said was all the responsibility we abdicate is taken up by tyrants. Right. So mm-hmm. when we don't go to our school board meetings, when we don't get involved in other aspects of our society, it's not that those things don't happen. They do happen, and they are absorbed by people who want to work against us, who don't like us.
Absolutely.
So we need to get out and get involved. And I'm sorry if I've rambled on.
No, that's okay. I hear the music coming. We've got just under a minute left, and we've been talking with Tom Hack and Ohio Freedom Action Network, ohiofan.com. Check that out. Tom, I want to thank you for being on the program with us today. I think that if God's people remember that salt does no good in the shaker, it's got to get out. And these are areas that we can get involved, aren't they? Our local school boards and with the political system, we can make an influence. We can take Christ into the public sector. It's allowed, believe it or not. But Tom, thank you for being with us today.
And thank you so much, and I'm glad to have been here.
All right. Well, God bless you and your efforts there. And I want to thank everybody for listening. Join us again next time on Live with Pastor Al. Thank you for listening. God bless.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com, read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.